This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Creighton up on Louisville, 49-34, getting ready for a big 1:30 tip-off. You know I'm excited. This is me against Dan at 1:30. You know that, right? Do you feel this way? Do you feel like this is you're taking it personal?
No.
Montana and Wisconsin?
No.
Pride of the Big Sky, 14-seed Grizzlies?
Not really.
You're not into it?
All right. I never really had a connection to Wisconsin basketball, football, or anything like
didn't?
That.
But your dad went there.
My dad went there, but...
You don't care about your father.
No offense,
I get it.
No offense to my poor father on this one, who knows a lot of stuff about a lot of things. But if I walked up to him and said, "Hey, Dad, when's Wisconsin playing?" He'd go, "I don't know."
Have you been to Camp Randall for a game?
No.
Never
gone to a game.
Can I tell you, look, you know, I know you like going to spring training. Go see one football game at Camp Randall. It's worth it.
Well, I would love to. The problem is I work for the Browns Radio Network, and I have to work every Sunday.
They play on Saturday, and sometimes the Browns play on Thursday.
Yeah, well, I'll get back in 14 minutes.
And then Browns have an off week.
It'll be great. Jeff already carries me through that show. Lord knows what it would sound like after that one.
You want me to give Luke Fickell a call for you? I'll give him a call.
Where is it, Dan?
Luke will be like,
there it is.
Luke will be like, who is this?
Old number, who dis?
Who dis? Exactly. Wait, you're the guy that didn't recognize me. You thought I was a guy named Wisniewski at one point after I lost all this weight when I played. That's what would happen to me. That'd be my.
Hey, I met Luke when he was an assistant coach at Akron.
You did, fantastic guy. Yeah, and you know, I think the funny part is, if you're a wrestling fan, you would know him. How many people, like every time anyone ever talked to me about Luke, they would be like, "Man, did you ever see him wrestle in high school? Unbelievable!" And he was unbelievable in high school. I think he was at DeSales. Yeah, he was at Columbus DeSales. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. Let's continue on a little bit with this Carson Wentz conversation and what the Browns are doing. And then I want to get to the NFL rule changes here, too. I know we've been teasing it for about an hour now, so I want to get to that. Ed is on the road. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Up, drive careful, my friend. What do you got for us?
Okay, two things. One, the Browns have taken one of the two quarterbacks at number two.
Ed predicts the Browns will take a quarterback at number two. You won't?
No, Myles Garrett says so. Because if he knows, he only came back, I believe, because they talked about the quarterback situation.
Yeah.
And he didn't like where it was going. So they must have told him, hey, here's what we're doing at quarterback. And so he's happy with that.
Combine that with the fact that he had no leverage and they offered him $40 million a year, and by golly, he's here.
It's amazing what that money will do for you.
Yeah, but he would have got that money anywhere.
No, he wouldn't have. He was under contract here for two more years.
He would have had to wait.
Then he could have been franchised.
Yeah, but if they traded him, he would have got the money. And they could have, you know, just kept him and not paid him in that. But, I mean, he seems happy.
Well, no, they would have had to pay him if he just wanted to go and say, oh, my pinky hurts. And
ow.
He'd be on the IR for pinky.
Cool.
Yeah.
He seems to think that he knows where they're going with quarterback, and he's happy with that. At least that's what he's saying.
So are you saying you think they're going to draft a quarterback based on what he said? Yes or no?
Well, because I think that's what they told him.
God, I hope Shador can play.
That's why he's happy to be back.
Okay.
That was his whole beef of the offense and where it was going in that.
All right. Ed has a theory. We'll listen to your theory. Is that it, Ed? You got anything else?
Yeah. What if the Browns owners, said, okay, Cleveland, fine. We won't build the stadium, but they don't renew the lease in 28. Then what happens?
Exactly.
They'll be playing in their new practice facility in Berea.
Well, yeah, that's where it seems like Haslam have the leverage there. They said, fine, we'll stay here 3 more years, but what are you going to do when the lease runs out?
Get ready for the Columbus Browns, because then they can partner up with the Columbus Crew and sell it like crazy.
Yeah.
Why would they? The only problem. Thank you, Ed. I'm not. What is that new stadium? Hold. If that were them, I'd talk to Ohio State.
Well, that's what I mean.
Well, no, I mean they've got their own stadium in Columbus, and it is gorgeous.
I know, but hey, you don't think you could slide down 71, put 60,000 in Ohio Stadium?
They put 100,000 in there.
Yeah,
they're
I know.
Any good?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Lower.com
just
field.
Just be careful here.
Well. Although that it's, but the reason the Crew is there is because of the Modell law, which is interesting.
What I'm saying is, you know, if you had two teams in the same city, you don't think you could sell the you know what out of that?
They could play it low. I mean,
if you buy this, we'll also throw in this. Here's this and this signage in this stadium, signage in that stadium.
They would. I mean, it's not like we didn't see the Chargers do the same thing, play in a professional soccer stadium. They only hold.
Andy, there's no need. There's Ohio Stadium. Go play there.
Yeah, but you own everything at lower.com with 20,000. That's my point. If you're the Haslams, would you go to Ohio Stadium and maybe get 40
yes.
or 50?
Yes.
Where
no,
you're
you'd
not...
get more than 40 or 50.
Okay, well, let's just say that, but you're not getting concessions, you're not getting parking, you're not getting anything. If you go to, like, Ohio Stadium, like, for those concessions, like, the people that come in, like, I can't remember, the rate is ridiculous. It's like 60, like, and again, I know it's ridiculous, and I don't have the exact number, but I know if, like, you're a business and you're running one of the stands at Ohio Stadium, like, during a concert, Ohio State gets, like, an unbelievable cut of what you're making there. So, like, why would they want to do that when they could go to lower.com and get everything?
Because they negotiate a better deal with Ohio State and cater to 80,000 people.
No way. I just don't see it. If I were the Haslams, I would never do it.
Well, they'd make more money.
I don't think you're right.
I mean,
how much
are you going to buy a cola for, Andy?
Well, you would make that money back. I wonder. I'd love to talk to some economic expert on this. Because Ohio State's doesn't give anything away. I'm just telling you.
Let's not move the team.
Well, I agree with you. Let's not move the team. We're on the same page for that.
We'll leave the economic expert to somebody else.
Yeah, I know on the surface when you look at it and you say, oh, look at this. What if the Browns played at Ohio Stadium? If I were the Haslams and I owned lower.com field and I got the concessions and I got rights to all the parking and all the other, those are all the reasons why they're having problems with the city of Cleveland. Not because of the concession, but the parking and all the ancillary things that happen around there too. All right, let's go through some of these NFL rule changes or potential NFL rule changes. Dan Menigan is the man when it comes to some of these NFL. You are like our, what is he? Jeff, you have them. Never mind. You're my Ed Hockley right now. Go ahead, Ed.
Am I Ed?
Yes.
Ed Hockley?
Yes. Look at those guns.
Do I have the guns?
I don't know if those are.
They're hidden under a sweatshirt.
Guns, yeah. Well, I didn't. They're more like BB guns.
Got water pistols right here, baby.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what do you got? What are some of these potential NFL rule changes?
Well, these are somewhat interesting.
Okay.
And there are a bunch of them. Without going too in-depth on these, okay, so we'll just kind of give you the gloss over them a little bit.
All right.
The Lions have proposed a big change to the playoff seating. So instead of the main thing would be this. If you have the best regular season record, you're the higher seed.
Sure. Although you already are now, though, right?
Nope. Division championships.
But
wild card teams. Remember the Vikings?
The Vikings
were in the wild card at 14-3.
Right.
Well, they wouldn't have been a wild card anymore.
But they didn't have the best record because they wouldn't have. They would have won the division.
But they had to be a wild card. They wouldn't have to be a wild card if they went 14-3 under the Lions' proposal.
Yeah, I agree with that. Don't you? Don't you think it should go by record? Does it matter?
I kind of do. But if you're not going to use the division, then do you play the teams in the division twice a year? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're saying that maybe you get rid of the North?
You would still get into the playoffs based on winning the division. You just wouldn't be seeded as highly.
Oh man, do you think this will pass? I agree with this.
I think it will. I'll bet it will.
I don't disagree with what
that was.
Let's just say
it was pitched before. Chargers did it last year, but it didn't really get much
support. Okay, but let's just say the AFC North is the hardest division, and you end up...
And you lose three games because you lose each one of your opponents once.
Yeah, and let's just say, yeah. Although I don't know, three teams from that division make it out. Boy, I don't know.
So that's an interesting one.
You know what?
One.
You're right. It would make the North meaningless and would make you say... Maybe we should rethink.
Not meaningless. If you won the division, you'd still get a playoff spot.
You get the spot, but you don't necessarily get the advantage
right.
of being...
That's one thing. Another one?
I think it's only because we've had bad teams have higher get home games when they shouldn't have. That's why I think that rule's in place.
The Green Bay Packers have some... It looks like they're going to push the push-tush, you know, that thing out of there.
Yeah.
And the rule would prevent players from pushing a teammate... who is, and here's the exact quote, lined up directly behind the snapper and receives the snap immediately at the snap. So in other words, if Jalen Hurts is under center, you couldn't go and push him. If he got a shotgun snap and immediately ran to the line of scrimmage, you could get behind him and push him. Apparently.
So, and also it would be legal that if you wanted to doesn't necessarily have to be the quarterback either. Say you want to do an end around. And you were the running back standing behind the wide receiver that was trying to come around the tight end?
Whoever it is, it's not the quarterback. It's anybody who would receive a direct snap from right under center. It's not the quarterback. It's whoever gets that.
So what would I'm throwing this out as a hypothetical. What happens if you're trying to do an end around and
if you take the snap on a under direct center, snap. You cannot push that guy.
Okay.
So if he's under center, you can't directly go and push that guy. That's what the Packers are proposing.
Yeah, I'm like when we put this stuff out there, I always think about what the loophole would be. So can you work with me on this for a second? Just think about this. You're a tight end and you're on the other side. Okay.
Did you line up under center?
No. So that's what I'm saying. You have to direct. Well, what happens if the tight end is moving, comes in motion?
And lines up under center, you can't push him.
And then decides to run towards the other end. Can you push him there?
Andy?
Yes.
If he lines up under center, you can't push him.
No matter where he is on the line.
If he lines up under center, you can't push him. If he lines up under left tackle, you can push him, but he won't have the ball.
I know. Can you pound the table a little bit more? I'm here. My point is... That what if he
Oddly
picks
enough,
up the
I've
ball?
I've not seen a left center snap the ball lately.
No, but if you're a tight end and then you move in motion and go underneath the center and pick up the ball there and try to run towards the other side, towards the other tight end.
Then you could pick.
Can the running back push him forward? That's my question.
I would assume so. If he gets the snap, goes to his left.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry I made you think. Sorry about that. You're not making me think.
The rule's pretty simple.
I don't think it is.
Lined up directly behind the snapper and receives the snap immediately at the snap.
Okay. You look at it your way, I'll look at it mine, and when we see somebody find the loophole in it, we'll figure it out. If it passes, that's the other thing.
Immediately at the snap. That's the key.
Couple more coming up here. 216-474-0092. Because I'm going to make them up then if I have to. Tired of you, Phelps. Basket of Phelps. 92.3 The Fan.